Billy Graham.
Billy Graham.
What's going on?
Every one of us are hanging on the pit of hell. And the only thing that keeps us from dropping it is the mercy of Almighty God.
At the corner of Washington and Hill Streets in the city of Los Angeles, the largest tent ever erected for a revival meeting is now complete and is called the Canvas Cathedral.
There are problems that face us tonight that will never be solved unless we bring them to the Lord Jesus Christ and turn our life, our burdens, and our problems over to Him.
Billy Graham is the most famous evangelist in the world, and his power of persuasion has softened the skeptics, who used to call him the hot gospeler from the Bible Belt.
1934, I had received Christ into my heart as Lord and Savior, and my life had absolutely been transformed in a very brief time, and I wanted to share it.
New York, 1957. From May until Labor Day, every night for 3.5 months, the Billy Graham Crusade broke all records. The Graham media machine plastered the city with his name. For the first time, the crusade was televised across the nation, live, in Times Square, Yankee Stadium, and from Madison Square Garden.
We have not come to put on a show or an entertainment.
Two great supporters of Pope John Paul are Robert Schuller, who made a special trip to Rome to ask the Pope's blessing on the building plans for his Crystal Cathedral, and the Reverend Billy Graham, who has called the Pope the greatest religious leader of the modern world and one of the greatest moral and spiritual leaders of the century. Together, Schuller and Graham, who influence millions of people around the world, seem to openly support the Pope's ecumenical movement. Listen now and judge in yourself whether the Christ they preach is the Christ of the Bible or the universal Christ of the New Age.
Tell me, what do you think is the future of Christianity?
Well, Christianity and being a true believer, you know, I think there's the body of Christ, which comes from all the Christian groups around the world, or outside the Christian groups. I think everybody that loves Christ or knows Christ, whether they're conscious of it or not, they're members of the body of Christ. And I don't think that we're going to see a great sweeping revival that will turn the whole world to Christ at any time. I think James answered that, the Apostle James, in the first council in Jerusalem, when he said that God's purpose for this age is to call out a people for his name. Mm-hmm. And that's what God is doing today. He's calling people out of the world for his name, whether they come from the Muslim world or the Buddhist world or the Christian world or the non-believing world. They are members of the body of Christ because they've been called by God. They may not even know the name of Jesus, but they know in their heart that they need something that they don't have, and they turn to the only light that they have, and I think that they are saved and that they're going to be with us in heaven.
This is fantastic. And I'm so thrilled to hear you say that. There's a wideness in God's mercy.
There is.
There's a wideness in God's mercy.
Jesus said, "Wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be who go in that way. Because straight is the gate, and narrow the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets, who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves."
President Mrs. Clinton, many years ago, when I was speaking and he was in the audience, he had just spoken, and I told him before an audience that I thought that when he left the presidency, he should be an evangelist. Because he has all the gifts. And he could leave his wife to run the country.
And I don't want to fool anybody here. I don't want to mislead anybody.
The New Age concept is that the many Christs of paganism somehow equal a single universal Christ. But Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me." He said, "I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers." The Bible confirms that there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Jesus warned that there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, but the Lord says, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved." When the Lord returns, he will settle the conflict over who is the real Christ. The Bible says that at the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, he shall show who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The scripture says that God has exalted Jesus and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. The person and character of Jesus is at the very heart of the gospel message. Jesus said, "And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent." Satan knows this, and through the New Age movement has taught millions to trust in another Jesus and another Christ, Antichrist.
I'm glad to tell you as we close that the Lord Jesus Christ can be received, your sins forgiven, your burdens lifted, your problems solved by turning your life over to him, repenting of your sin, and turning to Jesus Christ as Savior.